Change 3. Faith Ringgold's over 100-pound weight loss performance story quilt, 1991. Number 1. Can you imagine a party where everyone invited is a manifestation of yourself? I am having such a party, and it's fun and a great way to get to know myself. Number 2. It's been a long time since I learned anything new about myself. I talk to myself, and I understand and accept my point of view. But I want to know, who am I talking to? Number 3. At my party, everyone invited is me and know me, and there's no need to posture or pretend. Even our disagreements and rejections are stimulating and enlightening. Number 4, the extreme manifestations of me showed up at the party uninvited and were snubbed. One was eating a fried pork chop sandwich from a greasy bag, and she left in a hurry and got stuck in a door. Number 5, but can you imagine a party such as the one I suggested with only me there or you there? In every possible expression of myself, or rather of yourself. Would you find that interesting? Number 6, would you want to be surrounded by yourself, the you who are your repressed dreams and fantasies, your second helpings, midnight binges, lackluster lazy, cookie monster demons? Number 7, can you imagine what you would look like, be like in every color, shape, form, and combination of your being? You could get some answers to some very pertinent questions like, why do you eat so much? Number 8, because you already know the person you're talking to is really you, could you ask anything? But ask only a thin you about overeating. Otherwise, the answer could lead to a second helping. Number 9. I am so demanding. I want everything I fantasize to be real and true. If it turns bad, I will try to change it. If not, I may deny it. But who can deny weight? Number 10. All of my guests came nude. They were every degree of weight loss and gain I've had over the past 40 years. I was shocked, though delighted, to meet all of them face to face. They were. Number 11, a best friend, though we have fallen out lately, who eats only one low-fat meal a day. She caught me eating her lunch once, and when she came late for a lunch date, she caught me eating lunch, and then when she came late for lunch, I'm going to take number 11 again. Number 11, a best friend, though we have fallen out lately, who eats only one low-fat meal a day. She caught me eating her lunch once when she came late for a lunch date. Number 12, this woman exercises and works out, has facials and dress fittings, and is very together. I love being around her. But she is sometimes compulsive and rigid about food. Haven't seen her lately. Number 13, there is another woman who likes only to look at food. She's a culinary voyeur. I admire that. She will prepare delicious food and never eat it. And I am very fond of her, although I rarely see her. Number 14, there is another woman who always wants to do lunch. I don't do lunch. I eat lunch. The only thing I like to do when I eat lunch is order more. Number 15. When I crave a piece of chocolate cake and ice cream, it is she who supplies me with the fix. I'm here for you any hour of the day or night, she says, but I don't want to know her. Number 16. I have made it very clear, though she's basically a nice person, that I find her presence very threatening. She is simply not my type, but still she sticks to me like glue. Number 17, I prefer the woman who's often too busy to eat and picks over her dessert until her ice cream melts and makes her cake soggy. You might know I never, ever see her. Number 18, so I invited her to go to Paris with me. I happen to know that she hates French food, all that bread and butter and pastry. But she was, as usual, too busy to eat or to go. Number 19, there is one woman who is my greatest fantasy. Though she will never be invited again, I identify with her too closely. She eats nonstop and never gains weight. Number 20, there are two very large women who have eaten three trays of hors d'oeuvres, each before dinner. They have invited me to an after-dinner party for coffee, cake, and ice cream. Really?